Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Yuma, daf Lamed Ches, and we are discussing the final section of the inner Zrikos. That's what we have been talking about, the Hazayos that were in the Kodesh Kadashim, the Hazayos that were in front of the Paroches, now the Hazayos that are on the Kronos, the corners of the Mizbeach HaZahav, and the seven times in the middle. So we just spoke about a machlokas tanoim, exactly how was it done? How were the four corners done? Was it the coin walked around? Was it the coin stood in one spot? That was Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. Bimkomo haya omidu mechate. We don't passing like that. We passing that you walk around. The Rambam's lashon in Perek Dalet of Avodas Yom Kippurim when he discusses the entire avoda. Hu misabev v'holech umaze al akronos mibachutz. So Rambam passing like the Tanakhama, and then the Rambam says umaschil. Rather, we have different opinions about what order you go in. The Rambam's order is counterclockwise. Maschil mi Karen Mizrachis Svonis. We know you have to go to the start with the northeast corner because halacha is he was between the Mizbeach Hazav and the Parochas. You have to go v'yatza el Mizbeach. He has to go out from the entire Mizbeach. Then he goes to the northeast. Then he goes northeast, and then the Rambam says northwest, and then southwest. And then southeast, right? We said, maybe according to one opinion, no, after northwest, you go back because you don't want to have your back to the Heichal. But the Rambam Shita is they go straight across, based on other opinions in the Gemara. So we discussed that machlokes, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Avohu, the last one we did was Rabbi Avohu, Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Mikudecha Darshan. They both darshan from the same pasuk, Saviv. Rabbanan Amrim Saviv Lehiluch for Rabbi Elezer Omer Saviv Lekronos. Machlokas, whether Saviv means the Kohen goes around, alright, that's the Tanakama, or just he reaches around, he does all the Kronos around. Shnei Kohanim Baruchu Bipulmusios. One time there were two Kohanim that were running away from attacking armies. Bulmusios. Why is that important to the story? But, maybe the Gemara sometimes says, even though they were involved in a lot of other things going on in life, they were able to focus on their Torah. Echad omer, omer hayiti u'machate. Vechad omer, mahalich hayiti u'machate. There were two, Kohanim Gadolim, they each described, they did it differently. One said, oh yeah, I went around. I walked around when I did it. And the other one said, oh, I stood in place and I sprinkled on the Kronos. Amr Rabbi Yudin Hada Amra, this story proves to us, man David Hachin, lo chashash, man David Hachin, lo chashash. Each one that did it didn't have to be choshesh, that it was a problem. It must be that each sheet holds that the other one is also okay, b'diavad, but this is just what they did and how they did it. Right, this is somewhat unusual to have as halacha. As we know, some of you might remember the Gemara in Brachas by Mincha, da'avid kamar avid u da'avid kamar avid. Once in a while the Gemara will say that. Right, this is wider than the general principle of Elu ve'elu divri elokim chayim. The Gemara Maseches Erevin teaches us that we learned that from the Baskol. The Baskol, Erevin Yud Gimel Mabez in the Bavli, the Gemara discusses the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. They argued for many years. Amr Erevi Abba Amr Shmuel. Sholosh Shonim Nechelku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Halalu Amr Malachu Masidu Malachu Amr Malachu Masidu. The each halacha is like us. Yatzes Baskol V'yamra. Elu ve'elu divri elokim chayim, hein, v'halacha ke Beis Hillel. Elu ve'elu, but the halacha is like Beis Hillel. And then Gemara says, why? V'imchim yachar, she'elu ve'elu divri elokim chayim, hein, mipnei ma zochu Beis Hillel lekvoak halacha kimosan. Why was Beis Hillel zocha to be kovei ad halacha like them? Mipnei she nochin va'aluvin hayu, because they were meek, they were humble, v'hayu shonin, v'shonin divri elokim divri Beis Shammai. And they also studied Beis Shammai's words. They even studied Beis Shammai's words first. On the surface, they were humble and Hashem gave them the reward, or others say no deeper, that they really focused on the other person's words and they still said their own shita. So that really shows conviction. I heard that from Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig. He once said that not just a schar metaphysical issue, but the fact that they studied the other shita and they still said their own shita, that really shows conviction of belief in their thought. And that's, part of the Elu Ve'elu. But Elu Ve'elu generally is a halach in the Beis Medrash. Elu Ve'elu, but we paskin like one, like what this Gemara says. Right? That if you have an Elu Ve'elu in terms of psak, so that's an even bigger chiddush, like here. It's an unusual type of context and application of Elu Ve'elu. It's Elu Ve'elu to do whichever one of these you want. To do. not just to learn about in the Beis Medrash, right? There's, of course, there's Eilu ve'Eilu in the Beis Medrash, but to say that there's a difference in Psak Halacha, so that's more of a Chiddush of Eilu ve'Eilu. Remember the Ritva, just because we're here, the Ritva in Erevin there, Daf Yud Gimel, the Ritva, one of the great Chachmei Sfarad, quotes the great rabbis of Tsarfas, of France, on that Gemara. And that's just happened to work out. He quotes Shalu Rabbanei Tsarfas. What does it mean, Eilu ve'Eilu? How could that be? Says the Ritva. Shalu Rabbanei Tsarfas Zal. Heich efshar shiyushneim divri elokim chayim. V'zeh oser v'zeh matir. Right? How is it possible? You have opposite shitas. One of them is true. One of them isn't true. Don't we hold that principle? There's no other areas of study that has multiple truths. Right? You have one answer to questions. Right, to any scientific question. So the Ritva says, yeah, this is different. V'tirtzu, k'sh'ala Moshe l'amaram l'kabal Torah, heru lo al davar v'davar, memtes panim l'isra, memtes panim l'heter. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, Hashem showed him 49 studim of Isser and Heter for every halachic topic. V'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu alzen, he asked Hashem, I don't understand this. How could there be so many Isser and Heter elements. It'll be up to the Chachamim of every generation, the Yehachra Kamosam. And the Hachra will be like them. That's the Ritva quoting the Chachmei Tsarfas. So what does that mean? It means that there are elements of opposite elements of Isser and Heter and Tar and Tame in every halachic concept. Right, there's no simple concept. It's all compound and multi-layered concepts. And it's up to the Rabbanim, Shabbachol Devadar, to decide which is the Iker, and which is the defining factor, and which is the Tafel. Like the Maharal's Mashal of the tree. If somebody asks, so what makes a tree grow? You can get 5 different answers. One person says the soil, and one person says the water, and one person says the sun, and one person says the farmer, right? And all different opinions. And who's right? They're all right. Depends on the perspective. Depends on how you define. And what you think is Iker, but they're all true in a certain sense. That's multiple truths. That's the Ritva on that Gemara of Eilu ve'Eilu. But again, our Gemara is an application that's more of a Chiddush of Eilu ve'Eilu than how it's usually used. Okay, so the next Mishnah. So we've done the 7 corners, all the different opinions, 4 corners, and we've done different opinions about how what direction that was in. Then after that, we have what's left over in the cup. Hiza al tiharo shel mizbeach sheva pa'amim. We pour it on the mizbeach, right? That's what the pasuk says. V'hiza alav min hadam tiharo, the carbon eda makom hamigula shebo, right? On the revealed area top. There's nothing else on top. This is blood that is poured on the mizbeach. Remember, this is the only time all year that blood is poured. Sprinkled on the Mizbeach Hazav. Every day, the Mizbeach Hazav had Ketores burned on it. Every day. And blood was never sprinkled on the Mizbeach Hazav. Except, right, in the air, or in the Hechal. Except in the Hechal, except, as we said, the 4 Chataos Pnimios. That's it. Right, the par in the Sa'ir of Yom Kippur, the par of the Kohen Gadol, if he did something wrong, and the par Lam Davar Shel Tzibur. Right, so those are the 4 Chataos Pnimios. That the avodah is done in the Hecha. So here on Yom Kippur, after he finishes doing the 4 corners, so then he puts on the middle of the mizbeach on top. Shiyare hadam. So now, what about what's left over? What's left over now in the cup? Hayeshov hayeson ma'aravi shel mizbeach achitzon. He goes out and he pours it down on the yesod. Remember the yesod on the southwest corner of the mizbeach. There were 2 little holes, one on the west side, one on the south side. So every leftover shirayim from the pnimi area, the first hole you're going to hit is the west one. So that's why that's the one you do. Right, like we said last time, ein ma'avir na la mitzvahs mitzvah bal yada tachmisena. You go to the left one, right? The west one. Shiradam yishevach eson maravish be'ach achitzon v'shal mizbeach achitzon. And just to note, if all the shirayim from the mizbeach achitzon, regular karbanos, they're coming from the other side, right? They're coming down from the ramp. So then we make coming down from the ramp, which was on the south side of the Mizbeach, you make a right, the first hole you get to is the one on the south side. So that's why Shem Mizbeach HaChitzon HaYeshov HaChayisod Dromi, right, the other hole that is in the same corner. Both of those holes, though, underneath, they merge. Elu ve'elu misarvin ba'ama, are misariv, they come together in the ama, in the gutter, in the pipe underneath, the Yotzel Nachal Kidron, and then it goes out to Nachal Kidron, the Kidron Valley, Vinim Karin, Leganonin, Lezevel. And it's sold, that blood, which, as the Parshat of the Mishnah, seems to still have hektish status, it's sold to the farmers for fertilizer. Once it's sold, the Isser of Me'ila, the status is removed. Umoal and Bo, but until you sell it, they buy it, there is an Isra Me'ila, we'll have to see Daraisa or Durabana. So this is the halacha of the blood underneath. Right, the blood underneath, right? David HaMelech, we know, he prepared as much as he can in the Beis HaMikdash before it was built, right? He was told that, sorry, you can't build it, but he did whatever he can. He bought the land, and he got a lot of the materials, and he prepared everything. And he dug, right? The Gemara says in Zvachim that he was Makadish the Ritzvah. There's the Ritzvah, maybe even underneath. He didn't build it, but underneath. The Gemara tells us the story of that he dug the underground areas where everything was going to go under the Mizbeach, the Shisin. Right? That was the underground areas. And there was a whole story about what happened when he was digging the underground areas. Remember the Gemara towards the end of Maseches Sukkah, where the Gemara says that David HaMelech was digging. There it talks about the 15 malos. The Shira Malos that was in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Amar Yochanan, Bishasha Kara David Shisin, when David HaMelech was digging the Shisin underneath, Kafa Tahoma, he hid an underground pipeline that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't mean to have undone, to boil the Mishtvei Alma, and it was going to flood the earth. The water coming out was going to flood. Right, the Rashi quotes, "Velo svirale." This is Sukkah Nun Gimel. "Velo svirale shemeshesi mebreishes nivru." According to this, this opinion is not holding that it was created from Maisa Breishes. Or if it was, it meanwhile had got filled with dirt or rocks, and he had to dig it again. So anyway, so Amar David chameshas remalos v'ridan. So David HaMelech said the 15 shir malos, and then the water went down. And then it quotes again. David, right? Does anybody know if I'm allowed to write Shem Hashem on a rock and throw it into this pipe that's divine pipe that's overflowing to stop the water? Because I know that the water is probably going to get probably going to rub out the ink that I write Hashem's name on the stone. So am I allowed to save the world based on? The fact that even though there will be mechikas Hashem, so leka the kamalu midi, nobody said anything. Amar David called the yada lameimar veino omer yechanik begrona. Whoever knows the answer to this question and doesn't tell me, actually David thought that somebody knew the answer. He wouldn't have said this. Now he says somebody knows the answer, doesn't tell me, is going to be killed. Nasa achitofel kavachomer baatzba achitofel makes a kavachomer. Umal aso shalom ben ishla ishto. To make shalom bias between one couple, Hashem allows his name to be erased. So obviously, to save the world is obviously mutter. Achitofel says mutter, and David HaMelech listens to him. Right, this is one of the things that David HaMelech learns from Achitofel. That's why he calls him Rabbi Miudai v'chulu. But as the Gemara says elsewhere, but kilolas chacham afilu al tznai. Comes true, and therefore even though Achitofel gave the information, he ends up, Yechanik Atzmo, he ends up fulfilling David's words here when he saw that the advice that he gave to Avshalom wasn't taken. But that's the Shisin. Our Gemara talks about here the bloods mixing in underneath and whether they're subject to Me'ila or not. Okay, let's continue, and then maybe we'll talk about Me'ila. First, the Gemara says, V'hiza Alav. You sprinkle the on the top of the mizbeach, right? The last stage. Lo alafarav alav 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 gachalav. On it means on it, and not on its ashes, and not on its coals. Meaning you have to clean out anything, right? He had done the morning Torah already by this time, so he had to clean that out. He had to do dishun. He had to clean that out because this blood had to go directly on the mizbeach hazahav, right, and not on anything on top of it. Is tani tani tzadzvoni? Is tani tani tzadzromi? So which part of the top of the mizbeach was it poured on? The Gemara is assuming it wasn't mamish smack in the middle spot. It was on one side, either the northern side or the southern side. So the Gemara says, well, it's based on where he's standing. wherever he's standing, that's the side. So man to Amar Tzad Tzfoni, the one who says that he does, the Brisa that says he does it on the north side, Rebbe Eliezer. That's Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer is the one in the Mishnah that says the Kohen Gadol doesn't move. He stands on the north side, starts with the northeast corner, and just goes around. So he's on the north side. So if he's on the north side, that's why he pours the seven on the north half of the top of the Mizbeach. Uman to Amar Tzad Jeromi, and the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon say, or the Tanna Kamma says, that you end up on the south side of the Mizbeach, because you walked around. So you're on the south side. And according to the Rambam, we just read the southeast. So either way, you're on the south side. So that's why he pours it on the south part of the south part of the top of the Mizbeach. Mandar Mitzad Zromi, Rabbanan. Period. That's what you do. And again, why? Part of this because, Ein Mavirin, where are you now? Right? You're on this side of the Mizbeach. So this is the side that you're going to put it on. Ein Mavirin, Ala Mitzvahs, or Mitzvah Baliyat Chatach Bitsena, that type of idea. If you look, again, not without any of the Rayas, the Chazon Yecheskel, Yecheskel Abramsky, in his commentary on the Tosefta, that's his major work, his commentary on Tosefta, on Zvachim. He calls Zvachim Meseches Karbanos. That's what Tosefta has, Tosefta Karbanos, not Zvachim. So he says there, Mitzvah Baliyat, or Eim Avirin, is not just a din in the Gavra, we might call it, that I can't pass by, but it's a din in the item itself. If there is a Chefza that is merits to have a mitzvah done with it, so, or the spot that has a mitzvah done with it, so then it's the chefza that calls out for to be fulfilled, so to speak. That's what he says. He says, "Mashma da'idina de'im avirna la mitzvahs eino midin mitzvah baliyat chadach b'sana shechovaso ala gavra lekaima b'muktam hayoser efshari ach zechus chefzahu sheish lekaim ha'mitzvah miyad ba'oso ha'chefetz sheyeshna ha'efsharis lekaim ba'mitzvah rishona." Right, it's not just the din of Gavra. Because if it's the din of Gavra, let's say I skipped, I messed up. Let's say he's on one of these corners. Let's say I passed a corner. So then what? So now what do I do? I messed up. So now, I should probably just go to the fastest corner now. If it's the din of Eim Avirin, so... But no, we see from here sometimes, if you had a corner and you passed a corner, you have to go back to that corner. Right? It's not just the din of Gavra, it's the din of that, once that corner was Zocha to, you know, get the schuz of having a mitzvah done to it, then that's what you should do. Right? V'yam b'tu rak din b'kiyam ha-mitzvah, shekol da'asi liyado shal yach b'tzal z'kiyuma, lamalei lachzar, lahu keren shekfar avar alav, kiva she'inu mamayar od b'chazar asal asosa. And he quotes to answer a couple of Tosus' questions, but that's his idea of Ein Mavir, and it's not just a din in the Gavra, but a din in the Chefza, the Makom, that we can't pass by. Ein Ma'avir in Ala Mitzvahs, right? Like that's to put it into our terms. One should make sure to pick up the Shel Yad before they pick up the Shel Rosh. Because once the Shel Rosh is picked up, then technically I should put on the Shel Rosh. I can't, because the din that overrides that, Ukshatam Osa Yadecha. You have to have Yad on before Rosh, but it's really the Rosh would be Zochet to be put on unless you have that overriding din. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Zeh Simen. The following is the rule. Kolanital mi bachutz lihinasein bifnim. Anything that is taken from the outside to be brought inside. So where do you take it from? You take it something from outside to go inside the Heichal. Nital menasamach lifnim. You take it from close to lifnim. I mean, what's an example? You're taking the coals to do the Ketores every day. Take it from the west side of the pyre on top of the Mizbeach, because you're going west. You're going inside. So whatever is being taken from outside to in, you take it from the outside side closer to the inside. Right? And that's one example. Anything that's going outside to inside, like the coals for the Ketores. V'chala yotze mi befrim li nasein bachutz. And the other way, anything that's going from inside, you're inside, you take it outside. So where are you going to put it? Put it on the place that's closest to inside. Like we just had an example, you put the blood on the west yisod and not on the south yisod. So anything, always go to the closest way. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Pedas, other examples. Gechalim shebechol yom, right, the coals every day that we use for the Ketores, the ner hamaravi, or the fire that we take. Remember we had this earlier. You don't just light a match for the menorah. You have to take coals from the outer Mizbeach to light the menorah. To light the menorah. So both of those are examples of things outside going in. So, Lameidin Mikachlam Shem Yom Kippur, you learn that from the coals of Yom Kippur, that you choose from the west side of the coals, and then you take it in. And then the opposite. Ushnei Bazichei Lavona, Shebizik Lavona, those are the two little cups of frankincense that are hanging on the Shulchan. That's in the Heichal. Before the Kohanim could eat their lechem upon him, those have to be burned on the Mizbeach. So Shebizik Lavona, Lameda, Mishiyar Adamim, you learn that from the blood of the Chatos Pnimios. And in that way, that those also are brought from the inside, and they're put on the outside, the closest place that you could find on the once you go out. Good. The Eskol Dam Hapar Yishpoch. This is talking about the par of the Kohen Gadol. All the blood is poured. Lorabos Dam Par Yom Kippurim L'Shvicha. We know the leftover dam that we're talking about now. We're talking about the dam that's left over after you did the Hazayas in the Kodesh Kodashim, and the Hazayas in front of the Parochas, and the Hazayas on the Mizbeach Hazav. After all of that, whatever's left over, you bring that out, and you pour it on the, into the hole, the Yisod, the West Yisod of the Mizbeach Hazav. V'lama lo amar v'sa'ir. Why doesn't it say anything about the pouring of the leftover goat blood? Why only the extra cow blood? Says the Gemara, amar b'mana malokach, inu zaki laharos. It was all mixed in already. Right? It's all mixed in. So there's no reason to say that, oh, you have to pour the goat blood also. It's all mixed in by now. Right? The machlokas we had earlier, do you mix it in before the four and the seven or before the seven of the Mizbeach Hazav? But by now it's for sure mixed together. And therefore you don't have to have a special din. Ashkas Amar, even though we do have a brayso that says beferish, that's called Dam Hapar Yishpoch L'Rabos Dam Par Yom Kippurim V'Seir L'Shvicha. So we have a memer that says, both, the par and the seir. Okay. V'kila mikaparas hakodesh. And at the end of the avoda, it says, V'kila, the Kohen Gadol finishes all the avoda. The whole pasuk is V'kila mikaparas hakodesh. That's all moiv nesem mizbeach. V'hikr v'sa so'ir achai. Right? That's the pasuk. So V'kila, we're going to have two different brises. V'kila mikaparas hakodesh, which literally means he finishes from atoning in the Kodesh. So, says the Gemara, is Tani Tani. One Brisa says, Im Kila Kiper. One Brisa says, if he finished, then he brings Kapara. This Tani Tani, the opposite. Im Kiper Kila. If he's brought Kapara, then he's finished. So what does that mean? If he's finished, he brings Kapara. If he brings Kapara, he's finished. Right? What does those two Brises mean? So, Machlokes, whether there's any halachic basis difference. So Rabbi Avo, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, machlokas b'nion. This is machlokas here. What's the machlokas here? Man da amar im kiper kila. The one who says, the second version, im kiper means, im kiper, if you did all of the blood avoda, that's the, what's known as kapara. Im kiper, if you did all the blood of the avoda, kila, so then you have finished and you're good. Again, im kiper, if you did all of the avodas hazrikos, kila, you're finished. Add in a word, ein hashirayim ma'akvin. Because that shita would hold that the shirayim, the leftover blood that's poured down the yisod of the mizbeach, that's not ma'akev, that's not part of the kapara, and therefore it's not ma'akev. And the Brisa is saying, as long as you did all the kapara, all the hazayas in the three places, that is, you're good, you're finished, imkiper kila. But manda amar, imkila kiper, according to the other opinion, the other Brisa that says, once you finished, then you achieved kapara, then what does it mean, finished? Finished everything. Finished everything that is alluded to. And for that, take out that next word, shirayim ma'akvin. That opinion would hold the shirayim are ma'akvin, meaning until you do the shirayim, you are not finished. Right? Imkila kiper. Right? There are days in the Tanoim that the shirayim is also ma'akiv. So that would be Rabbi Yochanan's take. Rabbi Yochanan's take on these two brises is that there is a machlokas, and machlokas is about shirayim ma'akvin. Rabbi Shua ben Levi amar, no, Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds mashmos b'neon. There is no machlokas between these brises. Everybody holds that shirayim are not ma'akev, and it's just a question of how to darshan. The shirayim are not, is not the issue between the brises. Mashmo es beinehon. So meaning what? Min, how do you read this? We'll go with the Karban Eidos Gersa. Min hashirayim, from the shirayim issue, ein hashirayim ma'akvin. The shirayim are not ma'akev. That's not the issue, that is discussed. So the Gemara says, okay, so Rabbi Simon b'Shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Enes Reim Ma'akvin, if that's true, the Shreim Anam Ma'akiv, so my kadun, right? So what's the lashon of kila, kiper, lo kila, lo kiper, right? What exactly is the meaning of that? So let's just finish and then we'll make another comment. So manda amar im kila kiper. This is how you understand it. According to the Brisa that says, if you finished, so then kapara is achieved. Ose Osan Arba Matanos. He views the four corners of the Mizbeach Hazav, is that viewed as one big Zrika, or is that viewed as four separate ones? So, the one who says, Imkila Kiper, right, so that Bryce is saying, there's a Havamina that if you view these four corners of the Mizbeach Hazav like the four corners of the Mizbeach Achitzon, like a regular Chatas, well, we know from Mesechus Vachin, by a Karban Chatas, which needs four sprinkles, right, on the Kronos, B'dievet, if you only did one, is okay. So, if you view these four on the Mizbeach Hazav as parallel to those four, you view it as, like our Gemara says, Osos on Karban Matanos, then there's a Havamina that even one of them is good enough, B'dievet. Even one of them. So that's why this Brisa says, no, Imkila Kiper. If you finished them all, then you brought Kapara, right? To preclude that Havamina. Don't think, right? I'm viewing these four as parallel to four on the Mizbeach Hazav, but don't think like the Mizbeach Hazav, only one is Me'akev V'dieved. No, it's not. That's why Imkila, if you finished it all, Kiper. And Manda Amar, the other Brisa that says Imkiper Kila, right? That if you did the Kapara Kila, Eina Osa Osan Elamatonachas. That price holds, no, the four on the Mizbeach Hazav are obviously viewed only as one altogether. So it's obvious you have to do all of them. All four are one package. You don't need a brisa to teach me. Of course you have to do all of them because they're viewed as one. So just the lashon for that brisa is just that if you did the kapara, meaning if you did all four, which is the one kapara that's required, kila, so then you finished and then, you haven't missed anything. Right, the second day here, where we have a machlokas of Yochanan and Yeshua ben Levi, whether there's a machlokas between these brises. If there's no machlokas between the brises, then mashmo is darshin. The Gemara says that sometimes. What does that mean? It's just a question I've had a darshin. There's no halacha lemaisa difference. Right, that reflects the idea that of Torah l'shma. You know, there's no difference between these how you darshin. The two brises are agreeing with each other. Just a question of how you understand the pasuk, and that reflects the second, the two aspects of Talmud Torah, as we know, right? The Beis Halevi highlights this in his Sefer on Chumash, where the Beis Halevi discusses the mitzvah of women, the chiyuv of women to learn Torah. So he says, the Gemara says that women don't have a chiyuv to learn Torah. Right? The Gemara says, b'nechem lo b'naseichem. So the Beis Halevi says, but the Ramah says in Yaradea, women have a chiyuv to learn, right? All the mitzvahs that are relevant to them. Right? Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. Women have to learn plenty. So what does it mean that women are tourists from learning? So it explains the Beis Halevi. There are two aspects of Talmud Torah. There's Talmud Torah, which is more of a Hechsher Mitzvah, which is more Lomar Abanas Lasos, which is crucial and important, but it's more of a Hechsher Mitzvah, Lomar Abanas Lasos, and that, of course, the women are obligated in, because they're obligated to do the mitzvahs, and one can't do the mitzvahs unless one has the limud beforehand. But then there is the second element of Torah, of Limud HaTorah Lishma. Learning for the sake itself, understanding the Torah, even if it makes no difference in my lemaisa life, l'slimud l'shma, and that women are not obligated in, and men are to learn every free second. That's limud haTorah l'shma. Those are the two aspects of Talmud Torah, and that's what says the Beis Halevi. That's what we accepted by Naseh v'Nishma, because by Naseh v'Nishma, what is Naseh? Naseh, we'll do it. We'll do the Torah. Well, obviously, if you say we'll do the Torah, then you have to have learned beforehand. You have to know what you're doing, right? So Naseh must include a prior Nishma. But then, even after Naseh, we said Nishma. So what does that reflect? That must mean that even after, separate from the Naseh, separate from the fulfillment, you know, we will study. And that's the godless of Naseh and Nishma, because that reflects the acceptance of both parts of Talmud Torah, says the Beis Halevi. And then he connects this to two Gemaras, amazingly creative. Two Gemaras, one Gemara in Nedarim, I think around Daf Pei Aleph, where the Gemara says that why the Churban happened? Because of Shlo Berchu Batorah Tchila. Why did the Churban Bais HaMikdash happen? Because Bnei Yisrael did not say Berchas HaTorah. That, first of all, why is that, you know, fitting? That's such a terrible thing. And number two, what was the big deal? Why didn't they say Berchas HaTorah? Just say Berchas HaTorah. It doesn't take that long. It's not such a big tircha. So why is that, number one, that's one Gemara. And then number two, the other Gemara is in Menachas Membeis, where the Gemara says that you only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah that takes a couple of stages, like writing a mezuzah, you don't make a bracha on the writing of the mezuzah, you only make a bracha on affixing the mezuzah to the wall. You don't make a bracha by cutting the horn off of the ram or cleaning out the shofar. You make a bracha on blowing the shofar. So you only make a bracha on asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. So the Beis Halevi puts these two gemaras together and comes up with an amazing interpretation. And that is, why did they say shel bracha b'Torah tchila? Because they only believed in Talmud Torah type 1, where Talmud Torah was only a hechsher mitzvah, l'ilmud amanas lasos, in order to know what to do. And if that's true, then what does the gemara say in Menachos? You don't make a bracha in a preparatory stage. Get a bracha. And that's why they didn't make brachas Torah, because ein asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. And that's tragic. When we think that Torah is only a tool in order to know what to do, but it's not a vehicle to get us close to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that's a tragic, and that's shelo bercha b'Torah tchila, right? The Ran there on the side of the Gemara quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who says this idea, there wasn't chashuva be'enehem enough to make a bracha, and you could put in this Beis Halevi idea that it was, they didn't have that second element of limud HaTorah Lishma. But this type of line in the Gemara of mashmos be'enehem, Rav Shua ben Levi, you know, reflects that idea. Also the Gemara in Sanhedrin, about the three areas of Torah that might not have ever happened, and it's just there for drosh v'kabel schar. Again, reflecting that it's not just about lamaisa knowing what to do, but just understanding the principles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has laid out in the Torah for us to understand. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue with Perakot Tziulo next time.